Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiefer Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, it's a beautiful day today. Yes, yes, yes. You snowbirds, I wish you were here. But be safe wherever you are. We send our prayers to you that you will continually be safe. Practice safe going out and coming in also. So have a Jesus-filled day, if you will. Remember that we love you. We really, really, really do. And we thank God for you. Those that are listening on a continual basis, we want to send you lots of love and hugs from us to you today, trusting that you're still praying for us also as we pray for you. Oh, give God the glory today. This is the time to give him all the glory today. Glory be to God. We thank God for those of you that are here with us in this office here, Deacon Mike and Sister Di, you know, Lady D is here, yes, yes, we thank God for our engineer today, yes, indeed, it's with us, glory to God, and you, of course, those that are listening, wherever you are today, yes, remember, we really love you. If I could get close to you, I'd just throw you a big hug and tell you how much I love you. Yes, I would. All right. Now, you can call in today at 347-857-3925. Call in and just let us know if you're enjoying the broadcast or whatever, 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 what you want God to do for you, what you expect him to do for you. Just tell us about it today, you know, that you love him. We want to know about some love. We don't know about no hate. There's too much hate going on now. We just want to know how much you love God. Do you love him enough to serve him? Do you love him enough to honor him and glorify his name? Because he is worthy. Oh, yes, 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 he is worthy. You know, you just can't say enough about the Lord. We don't say enough. I mean, I know they're trying to cut out us saying about talking about the Lord every which way, acknowledging the Lord, or serving the Lord. But let me tell you one thing. Ain't the devil crazy? Can he see that you got to just about push and pull people to praise God, because they don't want to praise God. They don't think they should. But yet the enemy keep trying to destroy everything that is precious to the people of God. He's trying to destroy that, you know, and can't see that these people destroy it themselves because they don't want to acknowledge God and they want to place other things in front of God that is their God. You get that? That's the way life is. And I say the devil just don't have no sense, do he, at all. He wasn't born with one, wasn't made with none, rather. No sense anyway. So he may do anything, dumb stuff. He do all kind of dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you want to serve something like that, that dumb. Can't see for looking. Ha ha. Ooh, because if they had known who Jesus really was, they wouldn't have went through them trouble. They wouldn't have killed him, you know, the way they did. You see what I'm talking about? Just so dumb. And you want to serve somebody like that. Duh, Jesus, help us, Lord, help us. Well, good news, good news, good news today. God is awesome. He's still awesome. No matter what's going on, God is awesome. Isn't it wonderful? And you know what? He's still answering prayer. Did you know that? God is still answering prayer. No matter how you want to say it, look at it, put it, you know, turn it around upside down. He's awesome today. He's still awesome. Mm. He's still doing great and wondrous things. Now we are still praying. We'll know, I guess in a few days, how the Atkin kids come out of their surgery. Both kids had to go in surgery at the same time. They was there at the same time for an operation, surgery done on them. So we pray for the family that God will continue to move on the family and the kids, and they would get in complete recovery of whatever was wrong at the time that had to be done. But we thank God for it today. And we pray also that Jimmy has gotten better with his blood pressure. He had a lot of pressure on him, caused his blood pressure. Mm, my God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord God, to help Jimmy in this stress factor. Praise God, the things that are causing such high blood pressure, Father, because you could have a stroke when your pressure go up so high. And we thank God that he made it to the hospital in time. We trust that they brought it down to, you know, where it's kind of normal. Oh, yes, yes. We prayed for the Seda. I believe I'm saying the right name. If not, forgive me, okay? We praying for her that have cancer and was getting operated on too. And Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we cancel that assignment right now on the Seda. Lord, in the name of Jesus, make it every whit whole in Jesus' name. My God, my God. Lord, we pray for Mr. Register, who was transferred to the hospital in Gainesville. We haven't heard anything of late, but we pray that all is well. We trust that everything come out all right for him in Jesus' name. We're still praying for Youngblood, Sakaya Youngblood. We're praying for her, who's in the hospital, had a breakdown because she ran over a kid and the kid died, and she just had a plumb breakdown. So y'all pray for her that she will get through this, because it could have happened to you or I, and we would have done the same, probably had a breakdown ourselves. We couldn't take it. You know, you don't do things deliberately, but when stuff like that happen, it does something to your mind. You know, you just can't hardly grasp it. You can't handle that kind of thing. You know, and we pray for the family, the bereaved family, also in the name of Jesus. We send out a love and prayers to them right now that they can get through it the best they can with the help of God, all right? We are still praying for Jessica today in the name of Jesus to give the strength that she needs, Lord God, and peace. She needs peace, peace in the home, peace in the neighborhood, peace on the job. You know, she just needs some peace today. We still praying for Talbot also, who was operated on his stomach. Father, in Jesus' name, we send the word to Talbot today in Jesus' name, that you touch him right now in Jesus' name. We're still praying for Raymond Jr. because he's home and he's went through four operations on his heart. He was about 1 year old, and he's gone home, and he's doing well so far. We trust and pray that he will continue to do well. Isn't that all right? Amen. I thank God he got home. We're praying for Dale Brown there in Virginia, right down in Jesus' name, who has lupus, but had a little turn for the worse a little bit, but she's coming around. She's feeling better. She can listen to us on the radio now. Isn't that wonderful? Praise our God. Even join in with the prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So you know God is doing great things. You didn't let that get her down. Amen. Praise God. We praying still for Johnny Whitted. Praise God with the report he got from the doctor. And you know, we know that we're going to stand in agreement with him that it's going to be well also. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we give God the praise for what he is doing. We're still praying for the young man Riker, who had a stroke. We got to inquire with his aunt to see how he's doing. Did he come out of the coma as of yet? If he haven't, we're still praying that God bring him out. Well, you know, we prayed for one young man in New York that was in a coma for how long, 7 months or so? He was in there for a long time, and we kept praying and praying and praying, and let me tell you, God brought him out of the coma, and he got on the phone from New York and called in to tell us how God had brought him through. And they thanking us for the prayers. Each one of you that's praying with us about these different situations and people's conditions, you know your name go in with that prayer warrior because you helped pray for him also. It wasn't just us. It's the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the righteous, the Bible says, availeth much. It get a lot done. Do you see what I'm saying? So don't try to do it all by yourself. I wouldn't try to pray for people by myself, and I wouldn't try to pray for myself by myself. Praise God. I need help. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we thank God for it. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch Mary Withers there in Brunswick, Georgia. God, with the pelvis broken, I don't know how that situation comes out, but we praying for her continually because it sounds like a painful thing and it don't look, it don't look like it's going to be easy to get healed either because of her age also could be a problem. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Mary right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we give you the praise, honor, and the glory for it, Father God. Father, we send a prayer covering to our own Bishop Baltimore, wherever he is, whatever country he's in at this particular moment, Father, that you continue to cover him with your blood. The angels watch over him, supplying all his needs wherever he is, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and call it done today. We pray for you, you and you who is sick, your children, your children's children. You know, because the sometime that sickness will fall on down the line, that generation, you know. And so we're praying for all of that. You know, your children, your children's children. Pray for mine also because they need your prayers too. In the name of Jesus, you know, don't be afraid to pray for somebody else's kids and pray for somebody else, period. You know, stop being selfish. You just want me, 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 me. Sound like you're trying to sing a song. Praise God. Amen. Don't do that. Pray for others. You know, we got trouble all over the world. We got enough to pray for to keep us praying night and day the rest of our life. You know, there's so much trouble in the land right about now. My, it promises to be even more. Do you get the picture? It's promised to be more trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, because when men turn from God, troubles sure do come. Oh, my. You say, well, I ain't turned from God. I don't know you. I don't know whether you turned from God or not. Okay, so if you ain't turned from God, then you pray. Help pray. Help pray. We need your hand out here. We need your voice. We need your prayers. See, it doesn't matter where you are, what part of the world you're in, your prayers will still reach. Our prayers can reach the four corners of the earth. You hear? You know why? Because God is the one taking them to the person. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You didn't know that, did you? You thought, well, ain't nobody hear my prayer. Yes, they do. They will hear your prayers, and they will feel your prayers. All right? because your prayers is doing great things. And yes, yes, I want another person, a few persons I want to pray for. I forgot. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. We want to send our condolences out to the Long family there in Georgia. And we want to also pray for Pastor Prophet, I think it is, Cassie Sorrell there in Miami. We want to pray for her, who's had illness attack her body. And we also want to pray for Pastor Victor Curry there in Miami also, who's had sickness touch him also. And you know, people, that spirit of stroke is going out through the land, and we need to pray for God's people because he's striking people from left and right with that sickness. And we're going to bind that spirit of strokes right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel everything that will cause the stroke, God, and lots of it has got to do with stress and the people of God putting it on the pastors and everything. So in the name of Jesus, we cancel that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask that you touch your pastors all over the land right now that's going through great heartaches and trials and tribulation, going through with their people right now. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, God. Lord, I'm going to believe that God is doing it right now. So they're going to rise up now and pray like never before. All right. Let me give you a little word today. Four worthy goals. I'm going to give you four worthy goals. To feel at home at church, to feel at ease at prayer, to feel at odds with injustice, and to feel at peace with God. Did you hear that? Four worthy goals, this is what we've given you. To feel at home at church, to feel at ease at prayer, to feel at odds with injustice, and to feel at peace with God. Those are the goals for today. And we trust that you will govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God again today for being here. God is so good. Lord have mercy. God is good. Oh, my, 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 my. He's doing mighty things, isn't he not? Is he not? Yes, he is. He's doing mighty things even now. I tell you, every time I look around, something good is going on. And we used to say bad, didn't we? You know, but I'm telling you, I done changed my way of talking. Every time I look around, something good is happening. Yes, yes, yes. You say, what is good? Because I count all things that God do good. You see what I'm saying? Because it's for my good that it's done. Hallelujah. See, when it's done for you, especially for you, even down to when people can't stand you, don't like you, talk about you, do you wrong, even that's for my good, you know, because the more they talk, the more I'm going to bend my knees. Hallelujah. You start praising God more, glorifying him and magnifying him more and more. And everyone has enemies. Now, if you think you're going along and you ain't got no enemy and everybody your friend, the devil just deceived you. The devil deceived you because he is going to have someone always disliking what you do or how you do it. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. I don't care for you, for the preacher, the bishop, the whatever you are. There's somebody that don't like you. There's somebody going to talk about you. Huh? Somebody going to give you a hard time. Now, woe to that person that do this thing, but it's going to be done. So what you to do? Retaliate? No. What you do? You begin to glorify God. Say, thank God for the trials. Thank God for them talking about me. Thank God for how they hate me. Thank God. You say, that is dumb. No, it ain't. This is what God wants you to do. Just praise him in season and out of season. Praise him when you don't feel like it. Praise him when your bones is aching. Praise him when you ain't got no money. You praise him no matter what. I guarantee you something happens every time you start praising God. Why don't you try it where you are right now? Don't look at what's going on in your house. Don't look at what's going on around you. Just begin to praise Almighty God and see what he do for you. I guarantee you today, this your day, your time, your hour, that he's going to move for you. In your behalf, he'll move for you, but you got to praise him. Yes, yes, yes. Out of depths of your heart, begin to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad about it today that God is doing great and wonderful things, you know. Hallelujah. I know you want to see what I'm talking about today in the Word. Just, if I don't say nothing else but praise him, that's a whole lot, isn't it? Because we don't, you know, when you look at it, everything praises God but us. Man who he built with some of his attributes don't want to praise him. Huh? See? Uh-huh. You say, well, did I have too many bad things happen in my life? And I don't know which way I'm going. Well, you don't know which way you're going because you don't praise him. If you praise him, he'll give you some directions. A good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Isn't that what he say? All right, now, come on, people, come on. Well, let's go on, bless God. we're going to talk about some different things today. And I'll just start off with sometimes you reach a place in God, you know, where you can be conscious of his anointed presence. You see, sometimes you can come to that place, but you can't come to that place unless there's some established daily relationship with God. See, you got to establish a relationship with him. Do you see what I'm saying? This is what you got to do. Spend time in his presence. And in his word, okay, you spend time with him like that, you know. Now, listen, if you are not able to get to your Bible, but you should have read enough scriptures. You should have put to remembrance a few scriptures. I'm not talking about the whole Bible now. You should put a few scriptures together that you can always repeat. It's in your mind. If you're not able to just speak it out wherever you are, you could be on your job, you know, or in school, you know, wherever you are. You say that scripture that you've committed to your memory and just begin to repeat it, you know, and repeat it. It don't matter if it's just one, hold on to that one. And I guarantee you something's going to happen. You say, what are you doing, guaranteeing everything today? Yes, yes. I'm guaranteeing the blessings of God to overtake you, overflow you, and lift you up where you belong today. Day, bring you out of that dry place you're in, that dark place you're in, bring you into the marvelous light. Yes, that's why I'm saying this today, because you're going to have to establish a daily relationship. Notice I said daily relationship, not just, well, every now and then, daily, talk to him. You know, this is why you got a mind, to talk to God. You see, you ain't got to let nobody else hear you, but you talk to God and have that relationship with him. No matter what you're going through, begin to talk with him, and he'll talk back to you. All you got to do is open your ears when you're talking. Stop for 1 minute and just listen to see what he say in reference to what you say. Because you spent your time with him. You know, we had, I was looking through some papers I had, and we had a little thing. We had our hour with God. Everyone had an hour during the day to pray, you know. And I like that, and I'm thinking about it. You know, we can gather up some people and everybody get that hour, and you pray that without fail, that hour. But you pick an hour that you're not going to be interrupted. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, you don't pick an hour where you know everybody coming and want to talk to you. Everybody coming and the phone ringing, and here come the children, and here come you got to cook or you got to wash the clothes. You can't pray for the hour. We don't want you to do it that way. We don't want you to be saying, well, I'm going to pray to myself right there. No, we want you to get along with God and meditate so he can talk to you too. You see, because now you're confused if everybody's around and going on and everything, you trying to pray and what they doing, talking to you, and they want to answer, and they're going to keep saying, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And they'll keep doing that. You see what I'm saying? So get alone somewhere and be with God. You know, it's so wonderful. That builds an intimate relationship with him. Do you see what I'm saying? Intimate. Now, if there's nobody around, don't try to find nobody to talk to. Talk to God. Just talk to God, all right? Well, I don't like being alone. You're not alone. Jesus with you. If you have Jesus, Jesus with you, okay? You're not alone. Well, all right, praise God. I'm going on. I have found some wonderful word today to say. We're going to kind of read in Jeremiah. We're going to start. This is what I ran across. You know, I may jump around in the same chapter as I find some more to go with what I'm talking about. Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, and it says in the 9th verse, we're going to start with the 9th verse. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Think about this. I'm stopping as I go along. Jeremiah said, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. You can get so disturbed by the things that are going on in the world, things that are going on in your life, you know. You get so disturbed by these things, okay. And you can make these mentions come out your mouth saying these things, you know. Your heart be far from it. But, you know, he would say, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire. He told me he ain't going to mention his name no more, okay. He was just sick of it, everything. You know, sometimes the saints can get you there. You know what I'm saying? And he said, and I was weary with forbearing. I could not stay. He done wearied his own self out. Are you doing that right now? Worrying too much over nothing, okay? This is, look at 10. For I heard the defaming of many. Fear on every side. Reports say they and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting. Saying, preadventure he will be enticed. Listen, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Now, can you just, do you see the picture there where the devil's sitting in wait for you? All I want you to know today, if you don't establish yourself in the Lord, the devil is sitting waiting for you. He's defaming you. He's doing every kind of thing he got in his box that he can put on you. Because what is he saying? He waiting for you to fall. He waiting for you to stop what you're doing for the Lord. And see, the thing is, the saints today are playing into his hand. Can you see? Just listen. When you look around, people, people are using God's name and defiling God's name with the doing one thing, hatred things, and degrading things, and yet they say they belong to Christ, they are Christians, and they walking upright, and you even have some say, I go to church once a week. Huh? Now, you go to church once a week. What did you get in there once a week? Because your attention wasn't even there. So, therefore, the devil was working with you while you were sitting in this seat in the ministries of what God had placed you in, and he's taking you up to looking at something that's not even there, misrepresenting the word that the Lord is giving in the midst. You just sitting there. And he's enticing you, huh, to do what? So that he can do what? Fail, make you fall, and he can do what? Got something to accuse you of before God, huh? Are you in that position today? And all the devil is saying, we shall prevail against it. We're going to entice him. We're going to keep on doing it until we get him where we want him or her. Huh? Is that what's happening to you right now? Think about it now. Think about the evil that you're thinking about others, the madness you got. Think about it now. Huh? Now, you say, oh, she must be talking about me. If you're doing it, I'm talking about you. Do you get the picture? Because the devil don't care who it is, what color you are, what nationality you are, where you from, how much money you got. He do not care, and he will use whosoever he can use to entice, to bring them down and make them fall. Huh? Because you don't pay attention. He said, and we shall take our revenge on him or her. That's him or her now. He going to take a revenge on you. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you today? The devil is after you and yours. Huh? This is why I say no person should try to be an island, be all by himself, because when that devil gets to plotting and planning against you, he takes out everything he got. Just like that a man they just caught had 100 rounds of clips to shoot whoever he was gonna thought about he going to shoot, whatever the devil told him. Huh? How many clips you got? The devil got just for you. Huh? Just for you, because he is planning on you falling. Do you get the picture today? He is planning on coming against you with everything he got and then some. Because if he ain't got it, he gonna make it up. You see? Just to do what? To come against you, to prevail against you, to bring you down. Because he wants revenge. You say, what revenge? I ain't did nothing to the devil. Yes, you did. You left him. Huh? You say, I'm going on the Lord's side. I'm leaving this life I'm in now, this kind of life I'm living. I'm leaving and I'm going on the side of the Lord. And as soon as you did that, he wants revenge. Huh? So now he's plotting how to destroy you, how to bring you down. He doesn't care if he worked through your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, your wife, your husband, your children, your boss, your car, your house. He don't care what he has to work through to get you where he wants you to be, down. Huh? This is what he's doing, people. And today it's happening more and more. You see so much hatred in the land. Some of the people you ain't know could say such hating words come out their mouth. I mean, the cruel words. Oh, my God, you're going, Lord, this is straight from hell. I know you're talking about you don't want to use hell. Well, hell is in the Bible, so why not? That's where you headed if you don't make some changes, right changes. Okay, I'm not telling you to go there. I'm telling you not to go there. I'm showing you that the route there is through an enemy that is plotting against you. See? And it's a familiar enemy, huh? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's stuff from your past. It's done come back up. You done resurrected in your future. And now it's back there again trying to bring you down because you're doing the same thing you did before. They got you in trouble before. Soon as you get out of it and you begin to get lax and you stop praying, you stop reading, you stop loving people, you stop praising God and glorifying him and magnifying, you stop doing what he command you to do, you begin to stop all of those things, now you're a prime target for the enemy. You did what? You allowed your past to come up and interrupt your future. Do you get the picture here today? And you see it all the time. And you see it in the churches. You see them. People want to exchange churches because somebody's getting on their case because they're not putting what they should into Christ, into the ministry, and all of these things. People get upset about these things, you know. They want to change churches. Well, I got news for you. When you change one church, go to the other. God got the same word over there. Because of what? The devil is doing what? That old familiar spirit is back again, and he's enticing you each time that you become restless, hard-headed, don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. You know, you're supposed to hear it when you done been mature in God. You hear the word, whether it heard or not, whether you like it or not. You say, okay, God, I got you. Forgive me. I'm making the change. See, we always tell you what's in the natural and work in the spirit world. They work parallel to each other. So therefore, what you see out in the world today is also happening in the spiritual realm. And then in the natural world today, there's nothing but chaos and hatred and murder and mayhem, and everything that you can think of that's a sin is on the rampage now. And so it goes over into the church world because the church has gone lackadaisical in their praying, in their worshiping God and attending to the temple of God. My, you just gone haywire too because you want to be like the world. So when you want to be like the world, you become the world. So you try to bring the world in the church, and that's no place for it because God had brought you out of the world. You are part of the world, but he brought you out of the world into the marvelous light. He wants you anointed so that he can appoint you to a task that only you can fulfill. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, the God is good. But the 11th verse say, but the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Do you want him with you to be that one to handle everything? Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. Somebody ought to say amen right there. They shall not prevail. Why? Because the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. He can handle it all. But unless you become, have a daily relationship with him and become more intimate with him, he can't handle it, can he? You want him to prevail? You want God to prevail, don't you? You want to prevail in it, brother. And they're going to be ashamed. The Bible said, for they shall not prosper. They shall not prosper. You know he done told you so many times they won't prosper in what they try to do against you. But then some people have imagination. They think everybody trying to do something against them. Everybody's not. There's somebody that love you trying to do right, but you don't want to do right because you are, the devil has influenced you to do wrong. Do you know he controls your thinking? Because then you think wrong. Now you know when you was thinking right, everybody was right with you. Now you know that, whoever you are. The devil going to be ashamed. Them devils going to be ashamed because they ain't going to prosper. And let me tell you, oh, Lord, did you hear what this verse say? Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Now, look at this word they put in there, everlasting confusion. Huh? Shall never be forgotten. Oh, hallelujah. Do you hear God what I'm trying to tell you? Jeremiah is trying to tell us something today, the church of today. He's trying to tell us something. Hmm? You got to get established. Even when you don't feel like it. See, he didn't feel like it. When you read the ninth verse, he didn't feel like it. He ain't want to remember. He ain't want to speak of it. He ain't want to do none of that. Hmm? But let me tell you, when God has called you and put his seal on you, you may not want to talk about God. You're going to talk anyhow. Hmm? Huh? Because of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is there, and you ain't got no choice but to talk about it. You know, you get so people say, I wish you would shut up. You know, you say, but I can't hold my peace because it's like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. We don't even sing that song no more. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. The saints done forgot to sing it. I guess the fire went out. So they can't sing the song if ain't no fire. Oh, my God, they don't want to sing the songs of Zion anymore. They want to be contemporary. They are beautiful songs. The contemporary songs are very beautiful, but I like the good old just like fire shut up in my bones. Glory to God. And another song saying, God getting us ready for that great day, and who shall be able to stand? You don't sing that no more. Glory be to God, because you say it's old-fashioned, but it's the truth anyhow. God is getting us ready for that great day. Praise God. He letting you know that the enemy is out to get you, to pull you down, to entice you with all kind of sins. And I know you don't want to call sin sin no more, but sin is still sin regardless of how you put it. I don't care what word you put in there, it's still sin. Glory be to God, and he's trying to entice you to do wrong. He's enticed you to come over on his side. He's enticed you to turn away from God and don't even call his name no more. If you listen to the world, you won't even say Jesus anymore. You'll be scared too, but let me tell you, if it costs your life, you ought to still say Jesus and say it loud as you can, and oh, Jesus, hallelujah. And then you get real, real crazy. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. And then you just make them mad. Hallelujah. I told you last week, frustrate the devil. Let him know that you ain't taken down. You will not be enticed. Glory be to God. You will not fall, but you're going to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have been made free. Glory be to God. And you know that God got your back. Hallelujah. And the devil is the one going to stumble and fall. And I'm going to crush him, Lord, soon as he do. I'm going to put my big feet on top of him and smash him. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You ought to tell the devil right now, I'm stomping you out right now. Glory be to God. Because ain't nothing you can do right now for me. Say, all I'm telling you is you ain't prospering. This ain't no prospering. I'm the prosperous one. I'm the overcomer. I'm the rich one. I'm the blessed person. You're not blessed. You're just crooked. Lord, glory to God. You nothing but darkness all over the place. You are the nighttime where you can't see, can't do nothing. That's all you are, and I'm the light. I'm the daylight. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you talk to him today? Hallelujah. And tell God, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do, just say, thank you, Jesus. And the devil would tremble. He can't stand you to say, thank you, Jesus. And you scared to say him, going, oh, thank you, Jesus. You're just whispering to myself. Forget yourself. Whisper out loud. Say, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Let the world know. Let the devil know. Let the imps know that you're thanking God for what he's doing right now at this hour. I know it looks bad. I know there's all kind of craziness going on in the world. But let me tell you one thing. God is all powerful. He's that terrible one. Huh? I like what he said with me, as a mighty terrible one. He ain't just terrible. He's a mighty terrible one. Hmm? And he got you, he got everybody that's persecuting you. Hmm? You see what I'm saying? He got them. They come into confusion. Huh? Ain't going to be forgotten. All right? Hallelujah. But I like, but I'm going on just a little bit further. But, oh, Lord of hosts, the 12th verse, say, thou triest the righteous and see the reins and the heart. Let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Look, God, here it is. I done give it all to you. Huh? I done give it all to you. Hmm? You try my heart. You see the reins. You see everything. You see it all, Lord. You see my tears that I'm crying. You see the pain that I'm going through. Lord, you know I don't have to tell you. You heard it when they first did it to me, when they first hurt me. You know, hurt is something else. And, you know, I made a track, and on the track I asked, a person that has committed a foul crime, could you forgive him? Could you forgive that man that's in the jailhouse now? Whatever his name is. Could you forgive him? Hmm? Now, that's a hard question. Hmm? Then we'll ask another question. Could you forgive your incoming president? Hmm? Could you forgive him? For all the foul stuff. All those words was what? Huh? The 10th verse. All my familiars watch for my hurt, halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed. All he's doing is saying stuff to entice you to be use hatred. Huh? Are you, can you forgive him? Can you forgive the cohorts that work with him that do the same thing in words? Now, that's something to think about today. Hmm? Forgiving some of the worst people that do some the weirdest, craziest, outrageous things. You have to ask yourself, can I forgive them? Will I forgive them? And you say, do God want me to forgive them? Well, now, all I can answer that is, yes, he do want you to forgive them, but can you do it? Have you reached that point yet that you can forgive them? Or all you think about is doing what? Mayhem, yourself. Huh? You see? Now comes the dividing line. Are you saved? Or you saved all the way? Or when things don't suit you, are you going to change too? Think about it. All I want you to do is think about it. I'm not telling you what to do. You do what you want to do. What your conscience tells you to do. Your God that you follow tell you to do. But can you forgive him? I've asked this question many years ago with the that bomber a long time ago that killed all those people. I asked that question. I asked the question of concerning OJ. I asked that question during that time too. Regardless of whether the person is guilty or not, can you forgive them? Hmm? Do you see what I'm saying? Or you pass judgment on them. Your judgment. Your judgment means you want to do the same thing to them they did to somebody else. That's your judgment. But when you get right down to it, how tight are you with God? Do you want to do what he wants you to do, or you want to do what you want you to do? I know in the Old Testament it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But when Jesus came, if you serving Jesus, you can forget that eye for an eye and the tooth for tooth thing. Don't bring that up and say you walking with Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm just telling you now, don't bring it up, okay? Because this is crunch time. Whose side are you on? Who you going to stand with? Who you going to trust? Did you get the picture? I want to know who you going to trust today. Glory be to God. Are you going to trust God? Your emotions. How you feel, you know, about the situation, what your mind tells you to do. You know, we always doing what my mind told me to do, so and so and so. Well, you shouldn't have followed your mind. Because your mind can get you in a lot of trouble a lot of times if you don't have the right mind, if you don't have the Jesus-filled mind. Did you get the picture? All right. Now, I know it sounds a little tough, but just think about it. It ain't tough at all. It's just a matter of how mature are you. Can you think rationally? Can you make a rational decision? The grossness of the crime, can you forgive it? Think about yourself now. We just talking about each individual. All right? We're not trying to make you do nothing, but think you think what you want to think. That's your mind. We got each individual, we got our own mind. Our heart runs through that mindset. Tell you what to do. Okay, all right. Well, you know, glory to God, bless God. You know, I got excited about this word. You know, I always get excited about the word, but what can I say? I love Jesus, amen, and it is something to think about. I give you something to think about today. See, think about your Savior. Think about what would he do, or either what would God do in that situation, huh? Can you think about that? Praise God. Hallelujah, Brother Mike.
I know I done went on. Yes, you did. Well, we thank God for Apostle Porter and that word. And, you know, people, follow the instructions. Do what you do. Do what you do. Pray. Talk to God. Lay it out. Let's all get with the program. I'm going to read a couple of verses here from 2 Chronicles in the 32nd verse, starting with verse 26. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver and for gold and for precious stones and for spices and for shields and for all manner of pleasant jewels, storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil and stalls for all manner of beasts and coats for flocks. 29. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. Now, you see how God blessed him? You see what God did? But he humbled himself. This is what a lot of people got to do. You got to humble yourself. You got to come down and you got to talk to him. You got to let Jesus know, but you have to humble yourself. You have to come and come and get with it, get with the program. Let God know what you want. Let God know what can he do for you. But what can you do for God? That's the thing. What can you do for God? What you going to do for God? Let's try to figure that out. What you going to do for God? Are you going to pray with him? Are you going to pray for him? Are you going to pray to him? How are you going to do? What you going to do? See, a lot of people be confused on these avenues and subjects. Why? Read your Bible. Ask God to give you some clarification. This is what everybody needs. Everybody needs clarification at times. You can tell that everybody don't know it all either. Because God opened up new words to people and new sight for people every day. And we need to understand that too. As a lot of times the word don't hit us right away, but it'll get there. You know, I just thank God. I thank God for bringing me through a lot of things. I thank God for bringing me through. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for keeping my mind right. I thank God for a whole lot of things. Thank God for waking me up in the morning. I thank God for letting me lay down, for getting some kind of sleep at night. I thank God for all of that. Because without God, where are we? What do we do? But because we need God. We need to pray and we need to keep him because we need God deep in our hearts and our soul. We need to keep him with us at all times. We need to understand that all we got to do is reach our hand out and he'll reach his out for us. But we got to start first. We got to make that step toward him. So I just thank God for today and here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was awesome words from Apostle Porter, and you heard from Deacon Michael also. I tell you, we serve an awesome, awesome God. And I like what Apostle Porter was saying, that you need to establish yourself in the Lord. Find that prayer time. Find that time to have that personal relationship with God, knowing that no weapon that is formed against you shall not prosper. He said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thou art with you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against you. I heard Apostle say, you find time to read that Bible, meditate on the word. When you meditate on that word and you get certain scriptures that you can't get to a Bible, you can say it in your mind. You need healing. You're looking for healing. And it's like, by his stripes, I'm healed. I mean, you just ask God, bring it back to your remembrance. Bring it back to remembrance, what it is that you read. You know, and when the enemy out there and thinking, okay, you know, they doing you harm and you seeking revenge, what did God say? He said, vengeance is his, said the Lord, not for you to have vengeance in your heart to do. So the little scriptures, just learn scriptures, going through that time, to bring it back to your remembrance that you can say it, whether you can say it out loud or you can just, you saying it in your mind, saying it in your heart, he hearing, he seeing. In other words, trust and believe that God got you all the way around. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you know what? Today, just go in your Bible. Meditate, seek that prayer time, turn the phone off, turn it on vibrate, do whatever, turn the TV off, and talk to God. Talk to God. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, share it with someone. Bless someone with the word also. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m.
So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's pray one for another. Let's even pray for our enemies. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. Pray for our incoming and outgoing president right now. It's so much to pray for. Pray for the soldiers over there that is fighting over there in Afghanistan. I mean, pray like never before. Also, if you would like to bless the man and woman of God, plant a seed into the city of victory, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can come and visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m., and every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 6 p.m. And that address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's directly across from the Plymouth Sorrento Library. Again, that's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, be blessed and hope to see you on tomorrow at 9 a.m. Be blessed.
Let God.
We can handle it all.